Penny Carr is with the Queensland Tenants Union. Penny, good evening.
Hi, Spencer.
You're going to take us through the scenario for renters who now face a situation where their home that they are renting is either completely uninhabitable or there's going to be some time lag before they're able to move in. You don't own the home, you're renting the home. So many questions come to mind. Can you just take us through that scenario and what to do if you find yourself facing that?
Sure, because there's about 30% of Queenslanders who do rent their homes, so you'd assume that probably rule of thumb would think that, 30% of the victims are probably going to be renters as well. Sometimes the place is left uninhabitable, and if the tenant thinks that it is uninhabitable because of a natural disaster, they can end the tenancy by giving notice on, and end it the same day. And the owner of the property can also do that. They could try to end the tenancy by giving a notice that it's uninhabitable and ask the tenant to leave immediately. If the tenant doesn't agree that it's uninhabitable, they can contest that notice and they don't have to leave until there's an order of the tribunal. But if the tenant is going to stay and there are obviously repairs or cleaning up that has to do, that's the responsibility of the lessor, the owner of the property, and they need to inform them immediately. It's deemed to be what's called an emergency repair under tenancy law, which means the tenant should give them a reasonable amount of time to do the repair. And if they don't do it in a reasonable amount of time, then there's a couple of other steps that they can take.
Yeah, go on. You go on and then I'll fire some questions at you.
Sometimes the tenant can't use all or part of the property because of the result from the flood or whatever the natural disaster is, and they may be entitled to a rent decrease. And hopefully tenants can negotiate that with their agent or their owner. If they can't, there's steps that they can take to have that dispute resolved as well.
If the dwelling is deemed by either the tenant or the owner to be uninhabitable, and you said that either can then go and terminate with the property manager or directly with the owner if it's a direct arrangement, what do you suggest that would conflict in some cases then with what we just heard our previous caller, the advice to in some cases leave furniture and everything intact to be assessed to be eligible for the contents replacement grants from government? You know what I mean? So on the one hand, as a tenant, you might want to get out as soon as you can, or the owner might want you to get out, but you might also sort of need to leave all the things in place at the same time. There's going to be some curly grey areas, aren't there?
Well, there may be, but I guess our advice to any tenant when they're taking any action, in this case, you know, saying that it's unlivable, is to take very good evidence of it. And I'm not aware of the insurance matters that were raised before, but, you know, again, you'd be taking photographs and video evidence and getting people to have a look at it so they could do an affidavit or a stat deck if they needed to later on.
Have you heard of any, I mean, and it might be that these sort of stories come to light later, not in the immediate aftermath, but have you heard of any situations where there have been, shall we say, less than peaceful circumstances arising from the floods between tenants and owners?
I haven't heard of any in the last few weeks when we've been having floods throughout Queensland. We were out at the Emerald Disaster Relief Centre just this week, and what we did hear though was rental properties that were already vacant, the prices spiralling. I guess a bit of opportunism happening there, so that people who couldn't stay in their property and were forced to look for another property were faced with very expensive rent. So that's a bit of a disappointing turn of events, really.
You would have to have similar fears that rent gouging would also occur here then.
Yes, and I guess sometimes, you know, that's where tenants need to look at the property and think whether it's uninhabitable or whether it can be fixed up and they want to stay, and, you know, pursue their right to get it fixed up if the owner's not forthcoming. But hopefully, you know, owners also want to get their properties back to a condition that's going to keep it in a good condition for many years to come, and they're going to be helpful to tenants.
All right. Penny, I appreciate you staying up for us tonight to answer those questions.
Thanks, Spencer. Could I just say that we also have a free tenants advice line for tenants, mm-hmm. and it's open every day from 9 to 4, 1300 744 263. And on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, it's open till 7 p.m. So we invite any tenants that need advice to please contact us.
All right. Penny Carr from the Queensland Tenants Union. Thank you once again.